You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. Three crashes in just the last day have sent pedestrians to the hospital, but this isn't exactly unusual. Data shows the numbers do go up around the holidays. Our team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe live right now. Amy?
Maria, nationwide statistics for the last decade show the fatal pedestrian crashes had a huge spike in October, November, and December. That's also true here in Utah, with increases every year starting in October. And when we take a magnifying glass and look even closer at Utah's numbers, we see that children are getting hit more than adults. 42 children have died after getting hit by a car in Utah between 2012 and 2021. Nationwide, that number has been increasing steadily each year. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
One of those auto pedestrian accidents was a 13-year-old girl in Heber. She is headed home today after being hit by a car while crossing the street. Police say she was on her way to her junior high school when the white van hit her and then the driver took off. We will have coverage of her welcome home party on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News. Our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Adam Small. He has details on how a woman and her toddler were trapped under a car in a school parking lot yesterday afternoon.
The woman was walking in the parking lot of Layton Christian Academy with her 2 and 3-year-old kids when they were hit by a car and pinned underneath the front hood. The 3-year-old was able to get out herself. However, the other two were trapped. The head of the school exclusively told KSL TV they then rallied the students inside. Around 20 to 30 of them came out to lift up the front of the car just enough for an airman with Hill Air Force Base to pull them out. All three were taken to the hospital. The mom had pretty significant injuries, but all are expected to survive. You can see the heroic rescue and find a link to a GoFundMe set up for the family on our website, kslnewsradio.com. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The third accident yesterday involved a 12-year-old boy. Utah Highway Patrol tells KSL TV he was crossing a street in Delta when he was hit. He was later life-flighted to a hospital. KSL's top national stories this hour. Another big name on Capitol Hill is planning to leave Congress. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he only has weeks left on the job after becoming the first ever speaker voted out of office.
Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy plans to wrap up his congressional career at the end of this month. The California Republican breaking the news in a Wall Street Journal op-ed Wednesday, saying the work is only getting started on his next chapter. A majority of Congress members voted to oust McCarthy from the speakership 2 months ago. Justin Finch, ABC News, Washington.
4 Republican candidates will be on stage tonight for the 4th GOP presidential debate. ABC's Rachel Scott is there with more.
The pressure is on. This is the last scheduled debate before those first votes are cast in Iowa next month, and it will be the smallest stage yet. Only 4 candidates have qualified: Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
GOP frontrunner former President Trump is choosing to skip the debate. Other national stories we are following. Israel's military pushed deeper into a key city in southern Gaza. ABC's Inez de la Quatara is in Tel Aviv with more.
The IDF very much pressing on in southern Gaza. We understand they are now in the heart of Khan Yunis. They say that Hamas militants in Khan Yunis were instrumental in terms of planning out the October 7th terror attacks. Khan Yunis is especially important because it is the hometown of 2 of Hamas's top leaders. The IDF won't say whether they believe those 2 leaders to actually be in Khan Yunis, but there were reports earlier today that they had encircled the home of Yahya Sinwar, who is the top Hamas leader there in Gaza.
Israel Defense Forces say the fight is intensifying once again.
The IDF saying yesterday was the most intense day of fighting they've had since the beginning of the ground operation, both in terms of firepower and in terms of the number of Hamas militants killed. They have now struck over 20,000 Hamas targets since the beginning of the war. And the IDF spokesperson, Daniel Hagari, saying clearly, you know, anyone who kind of underestimated Israel here in the aftermath of the ceasefire was wrong, and that Hamas is feeling that.
Building off his testimony to Congress, FBI Director Christopher Wray delivered a sobering assessment of the current threat environment facing the U.S.
Our most immediate concern is that we will have inspired attacks here in the U.S. And, of course, we're also worried that there could be down the road directed attacks against the U.S.
He says the rate in which we are getting reports of threats, tips, leads has gone up dramatically. For the first time ever, the U.S. Department of Justice is filing charges of war crimes. This is against four different Russian military-affiliated personnel for their role in the invasion of Ukraine. Here's U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland on those charges.
We allege that they forced him into a building that Russia-affiliated forces were using as a jail and into a closet that they were using as a jail cell. We allege that as they interrogated him, they tortured him. They beat him again with a gun. They punched him in his chest and stomach. They threatened to shoot him. They stripped off his clothes and took pictures.
The charges are about the four Russians' alleged treatment of an American. The U.S. says that they allegedly tortured, mistreated, and unlawfully confined in Ukraine. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We have a nice drive on the Valley Freeways. One accident, it's in Weber County, southbound Harrison Boulevard at 36th Street. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Reliability, steadiness, trusted voices.
I'll listen to KSL in the morning, and if I happen to be in my car and I'll notice it's close to top of the hour, then I'll go there to hear the news.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
It's game time, and you're in the locker room ready to take the field. Suddenly, you notice a player you don't recognize. He's wearing your team's jersey, and he even knows your name. But you've never seen him before until now. Would you trust this stranger with your team's playbook? Because that's exactly how phishing scams work. The first quarter of 2022 saw the highest volume of phishing attacks ever recorded. Protect your business with the Les Olson Security Suite from Les Olson IT. Learn more about it at lesolson.com.
In 400 AD, a forgotten time in ancient America, warrior prophet Moroni must preserve the history of his fallen nation while being hunted by a ruthless tyrant.
Where is the brave general now?
From Freestyle Releasing and Great Scott Entertainment comes...
The memory of my God!
The Oath.
My faith and my freedom! My wife and my son!
The Oath, coming to theaters this Friday. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. More information is available at oathmovie.com.
Donate your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send a thug. Tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey. Where do you want it to be?
Well, Roger, yeah. I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donation since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
Any Hour Services can help you make sure your furnace keeps you warm this winter. Whether you need a tune-up, a repair, or a second opinion about replacing it, call Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top local story, the Wasatch Front is saying three people hit by cars in just a matter of 24 hours. And data from the National Transportation Safety Board shows crashes go up around the holidays. KSL News Time, 1208. Over 100 workers could lose their jobs after Smithfield Farm says they are shutting down a number of hog farms around Utah. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell has more.
26 hog farms are closing down across Utah because of an oversupply of pork and a decline in consumer demand, according to a statement from Smithfield Farms. This farmer wants to remain anonymous, but he says the amount of jobs lost will hugely affect Beaver County, where he is from.
We could lose teacher jobs, we could lose businesses that are already here could lose business. A lot of people do business with Smithfield.
He explained that the shutting down of such a large employer of the county will lead to families being forced to leave. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
Smithfield Farm says they are offering to relocate affected workers. Just released the 2023 Utah Women Labor Report. Founding director of the Utah Women in Leadership Project at Utah State, Susan Madsen, says Utah companies are making strides to create workplaces more accessible for working mothers.
In the past few years, we're kind of catching up with the nation on companies saying, wow, we have to have women in the workforce. We want to support them.
Some of the biggest issues shown in the report are gender pay gaps. Utah ranked the worst in the nation, along with the difficulty of finding and affording child care. Parents and students took one last chance to convince the Salt Lake City School Board not to close their local schools at a public meeting last night that sometimes got emotional. Here's KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
This is a big deal for a lot of families in the area. One mother told the board in Spanish that she was heartbroken because her son wouldn't get to see his friends anymore. And a five-year-old student read a tiny speech asking the board not to go through with the decision. There are four elementary schools on the chopping block right now, and the district is recommending they get shuttered because of a study supposedly showing there aren't enough students to fill them. There are four elementary schools on the chopping block, and the district says there aren't enough students to fill them.
KSL-TV reports that the study that the district is relying on only looked at seven of its 27 elementaries. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. What's going on, Ricky?
Pretty quiet out on the Valley freeways. That's not a bad thing. You are going to see good speeds and light traffic. Not really going to see anything to get in your way and slow you down. We have had a little bit of heavy traffic northbound on Legacy, likely due to road work going through Centerville. One small accident on the Valley freeways. It's southbound I-15, about 106 south in Sandy, but already moved out of traffic to the shoulder. And we're also in the final cleanup of the crash in Weber County, southbound Harrison Boulevard at 36th Street. That accident is on the right. Join the Utah Symphony for the greatest classical hits from the 1700s to today. Tickets start at $21. Get yours today at utahsymphony.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Way above the normal today with a high of 56 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight lows will dip off into the upper 30s. Tomorrow, 47 with an early a.m. rain shower, a break, then late tomorrow night, a chance for snow. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 50 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's new news, holidays mean opening up your home to all of your family members of all abilities. We have some tips on how to make your home more accessible. That's coming up on KSL, streaming at home on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
When you invest your money from your IRA or 401k, you'll owe taxes on all of your investment gains. And this could turn into a huge tax bill in retirement. But if you convert to a Roth, the future gains on your investments are tax-free. And that could be a windfall of tax savings. Hi, I'm Tyson Thacker.
And I'm Ryan Thacker from Boss Retirement Solutions. If you have an IRA or 401k, discover how converting to a Roth could save you a fortune in taxes when you retire.
Learn exactly how much money you could save in taxes with a free customized Roth conversion analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions, a five-time winner of the Best of State Award. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, schedule your free analysis now by calling 801-896-9622. That's 801-896-9622.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No, we tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured, so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly, different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Imagine how inconvenient your life would be without power. No lights, no refrigeration, no heating or cooling, and no electronics. But with a Generac home standby generator, you'll have the power when you need it most. Generac generators automatically provide backup after sensing a power outage, so your life goes on uninterrupted. Schedule a free quote today with Genco Generators, your premier Generac service dealer in Utah. Call 801-295-0872 or online at gencogenerators.net.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Positive mortgage news? Interest rates have dropped and trending down from 2023 yearly highs. Click loansbyrick.com. Purchase or cashback loans. Visit loansbyrick.com.
KSL News Time 1215, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
to reduce the amount of speed-related crashes, new cars might have technology that will warn and make it difficult for drivers to go over posted speed limits. I'm KSL News Radio's Alessandra Harris.
Second, over 100 workers could lose their jobs after Smithfield Farms said that they are shutting down a number of hog farms around Utah. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
A small accident on southbound I-15 near 106 South. Two vehicles involved, they're out of traffic on the shoulder. Valley Freeway traffic, though, seeing good speeds with no other problems. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
High pressure overhead, mild temperatures in the 50s today. I'm Matt Johnson.
50 degrees downtown. Now time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A critical funding aid package for Ukraine scheduled for a vote later today in the Senate, but it is not expected to have the support from Republicans who are demanding any future funding for Ukraine be tied to stricter U.S. border security measures. President Biden today says Congress needs to act.
President Biden is ramping up the pressure on Congress to approve new funding for Ukraine, saying U.S. support is the reason Vladimir Putin and Russia have not totally overrun Ukraine and moved beyond.
He won't stop there. It's important to see the long run here. He's going to keep going. He's made that pretty clear.
The president said if Putin next attacks a NATO country, the U.S. would have to step in and defend an ally.
Then we'll have something that we don't seek and that we don't have today. American troops fighting Russian troops.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Israeli forces are pushing further into southern Gaza, targeting Hamas in the key city of Khan Yunis. ABC's Inez de la Quatara is in Tel Aviv.
The IDF saying yesterday was the most intense day of fighting they've had since the beginning of the ground operation, both in terms of firepower and in terms of the number of Hamas militants killed. They have now struck over 20,000 Hamas targets since the beginning of the war, and the IDF spokesperson Daniel Hagari saying clearly, you know, anyone who kind of underestimated Israel here in the aftermath of the ceasefire was wrong, and that Hamas is feeling that.
Kevin McCarthy announcing today in a Wall Street Journal op-ed piece that he's resigning from Congress at the end of this month. It comes just 2 months after the congressman from California was ousted as House Speaker. That sets the stage for a special election in the spring. The Hollywood actors' strike now officially over. SAG-AFTRA union members ratifying the contract reached between the union and studios that ended the 118-day strike. It includes pay raises and protections for actors over the use of artificial intelligence. You're listening to ABC News.
The winter holidays are just around the corner, and there are some simple ways to make your home more accessible. Utahn Stan Clausen is paralyzed from the waist down, and he's done a fair amount of traveling.
So things like clearing snow from sidewalks, clearing snow from driveways, and then inside, you know, moving furniture around. So it's really good to clear rugs, remove rugs or liners from the floor, just to make it easy to roll around. Also, placing things in easy-to-reach areas. You know, I think it's important so that if I go in, I want to make sure that I can get places.
Your hallways need about 36 inches of space for a wheelchair to comfortably roll through, and any guest bedroom should have a wheelchair-height bed.
Recently, I remember going and visiting my sister, and she asked me, okay, well you know, how high does the bed need to be? So I measured the distance from the floor to my bed to the top of my mattress, and then I kind of gave her those measurements so that she could adapt the bed height at her place if need be.
Clausen says coordination is crucial, and it does more than just make the stay easier.
You know, it means a lot when people take the time and say, hey, listen, we value you. You're part of our family, or you're one of our friends. We want to have you come and visit. So they take the time to make those accommodations. You know, that's one of the greatest gifts anybody can give somebody who has a disability.
If you are looking for equipment like portable ramps, you can rent one for your front door. Then check out social media or the classifieds. The Utah Center for Adaptive Technology also has some great resources. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And here's Ricky Meese.
Not a bad drive in progress. We have one small accident in Sandy on southbound I-15, 106 South. Those vehicles are out of traffic on the shoulder, so it's not impacting traffic. And the other crash that we had in Weber County, Harrison Boulevard at 36th Street on the southbound side, also to the right, again, not really affecting the drive. So overall, kind of a quiet commute on your Valley freeways. A little bit of heavy and slow traffic northbound on Legacy from Centerville up to Farmington due to road work. Enjoy Utah's beautiful snow and whole family fun with winter tubing at Soldier Hollow in Midway. Experience longer tubing lanes, shorter lines, and more fun. Book your session now at UtahOlympicLegacy.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast. We've got near record warmth today, folks. 56 the forecast high, record 58 from back in 2014, mostly sunny skies. Tomorrow, light AM rain shower, then we've got a chance for snow late tomorrow night. The daytime high will be 47. 36 with snow showers on Friday, 34 cold and dry for your Saturday, partly cloudy skies. Sunday, mostly cloudy, 39. We go mostly cloudy again for your Monday, 40 degrees, back to 38, partly cloudy on Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And it's sunny and 50 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. I'm seeing a mixed day. The NASDAQ and S&P down, but the Dow is up. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
For the last 27 years, we've been honored to serve our community as the highest-rated home medical supplier in Utah. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical. Our commitment to exceptional customer service is at the heart of everything we do, and our team is always here to make sure you get the care and products you need. Whether it's oxygen solutions, CPAP supplies, or expert home safety advice, we do it all. As a best-in-state winner for the last 14 years and highest rated on Google, Alpine Home Medical is not just a provider. We're a trusted partner in your healthcare journey. So swing by any of our 11 locations today and experience firsthand what makes Alpine Home Medical a five-star experience. See us at alpinehomemedical.com. That's alpinehomemedical.com.
You know, Deb, I'm a huge DIY guy, but one thing I'm not going to touch is electrical.
I've got the answer for you. You have to call Master Electrical. They have what's called upfront pricing. You know how bids can be a guessing game, and the longer an expert's in your home, the bigger the bill is? Not with Master Electrical. This upfront pricing is amazing.
Yeah, their pricing system won't even allow them to go higher.
They do everything that has to do with electrical. You need lights? Call Master Electrical. Ceiling fans, smoke detectors, generators, batteries, even EV chargers.
And all that pricing is upfront, and it's a guarantee.
Master Electrical proudly serves from Logan to Santa Quinn.
And they're always open, so if you have some emergency, they're there. So give them a call at 801-543-2222. That's 801-543-2222.
Or you can check them out online at masterelectrical.com.
Do it today.
Guys, does she need a little escape this year? Introducing Cozy Escape Pajamas from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts. These PJs are just the getaway she needs. So take that time off and plan a holiday staycation. Cozy Escape Pajamas make the perfect gift for your special someone who deserves a little rest and relaxation. Treat her to luxurious Next Level Cozy Signature Soft Fleece. They're as light as a dream and will keep her oh so warm. like snuggling in her favorite blanket. She'll love to cuddle in cozy escape PJs on those extra chilly nights. With Pajamagram, you can even add gift packaging. Order now for guaranteed delivery by Christmas. She's missed out on a lot of things she loves this year, so this Christmas, give her the escape she deserves. These new PJs are selling fast, so order today. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com to order cozy escape pajamas. Pajamagram.com.
Did you know that there was a flavor of the year? Well, the flavor of the year has just been announced.
Tamarind has been named the flavor of 2024 by McCormick & Company, the top-selling maker of seasonings and spices. Tamarind comes from trees that grow throughout Africa, Mexico, Asia, and India. It's described as an acidic, tangy, sweet flavor. It takes 9 months and over 50 people to narrow down the top flavors, looking at what's trending and what could be up and coming for the next year. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, olive oil prices are on the rise. A recent study shows the production cost doubled in Spain, and it's not much better in Italy, Greece, and the U.S. Meta is going to discontinue its cross-messaging between Facebook and Instagram after 3 years. Users will no longer be able to message their friends on one app from the other. A cruise line is expanding. Margaritaville at Sea will offer 4- and 5-night cruises on their new ship. The Sea Islander is the second ship in the fleet. Sailing will begin next summer. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 14 points. It sits at 36,138. S&P, it's down by about 4 points, and the NASDAQ is down by 16. Many Hollywood stars are remembering legendary TV producer Norman Lear, who died at the age of 101.
In a statement, George Clooney calls Norman Lear a giant, writing that the entire world of reason just lost its greatest advocate. Jimmy Kimmel, who's been Lear's producing partner the past few years, writes that Lear's bravery, integrity, and unmatched moral compass were equaled by his kindness, empathy, and wit, pointing out that Lear flew 52 combat missions over Nazi Germany. And Tyler Perry writes that as a child he lived a daily nightmare, but Lear's sitcoms were the only thing that brought him laughter and joy. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
As the year winds down, the storylines are ramping up.
Salt Lake City is the preferred host.
Homelessness in Utah has been steadily increasing.
Israel and Hamas are back at war.
It should be a really good snow season across the state.
Keep up with these and the stories still to come. Listen to Tim and Amanda in the morning from 5 to 9, David Dejanovic at 9, and Boyd Matheson at 1. And on your drive home, get breaking updates and Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News from 3 to 7. All day, all season.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Every year I tell myself, Doug, you can't procrastinate. It's time to get into Burt Brothers. Make sure that the vehicle I drive, the vehicles that Dee drives, and our family vehicles are all ready for winter. And Burt Brothers, boy, as these temperatures start to drop, soon the snowflakes are going to fall, the roads are going to be slick. You need peace of mind on Utah's snowy roads. Winter tires from Burt Brothers, they make all the difference. You can drive with confidence. Specialized tires designed to grip the road in the harshest conditions. They give you better traction, handling, shorter braking distances, and the gift of safety for you and your loved ones. And right now, save up to $130 back on 4 Bridgestone Blizzak tires through December 16th. That's only at Burt Brothers with complete auto care. They can take care of it all. Make sure you're not off on the side of the road with a little help from your friends at Burt Brothers. And there's a location for Burt Brothers near you.
My name is Tom.
My name is Cindy.
We give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
We know our time and money are going to the right places.
We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And here's Ricky Meese.
Back to a crash-free commute on the Valley freeways. We have good speeds as well on the freeways, but not on Legacy. It's getting a little more intense. The delays are due to road work. Only a right lane of travel is open, and you'll see the backup starting as you're approaching Centerville, and those slowdowns will continue until you get to Farmington. Peterson Arts Center. Give the gift of creativity with a gift certificate good for any art or pottery class. It's the perfect gift for spouses, kids, friends, and seniors. The Peterson Arts Center in Sugar House. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The Salt Lake Valley will be running 15 above the normal today with a high of 56. Abnormally warm. The record's 58 for the date. We'll go mostly sunny skies. Overnight lows dipping off into the upper 30s. For tomorrow, a chance for an AM shower. 47 the high. Chance for snow moving in late tomorrow night. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, it's 50 degrees. In Ogden, 47. Provo at 51. And in St. George, not much warmer, 55 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. Today, a man who led police on a high-speed chase with an 11-year-old girl stuck inside the car is being charged with kidnapping and reckless endangerment. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell has details. Hugo?
Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office says Vaquez Juarez nearly caused a dozen accidents on this high-speed chase in late November. Juarez is charged with attempting to shoplift $100 worth of goods from a Taylorsville store. When police approached his car, he allegedly took off with his 11-year-old daughter in the back seat. Juarez reportedly drove around 80 miles per hour through rush hour traffic, and police stopped their pursuit because of the danger it posed to the girl in the car with him and other drivers. He's currently being held without bail. Reporting live, Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
Calls to the domestic violence hotline at South Valley Services have gone up 60% since police officers statewide started using lethality assessments.
The most dangerous time in any violent relationship is when the survivor leaves. And so the South Valley Services staff will work with survivors to come up with an exit plan, including exiting either into emergency shelter or safe and stable housing is something we can help with as well.
Development Director Josie White says last year they were able to help about 2,800 victims of domestic violence. Next week, they're planning to open a new resource center in Tooele. Utah grew by another 56,000 people in just the last year. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more on a new report that breaks down Utah's continued growth.
To put that in perspective, we added more than the population of Logan from July of last year to July of this year, and more than a third of them ended up in Utah County.
Utah County, you know, again, had the state's highest natural increase, highest net migration, and highest absolute population growth of any of the counties in the state.
That's Emily Harris with the Kemsey Gardner Policy Institute. After Utah County, Salt Lake, Davis, Washington, Tooele, and Weber County saw the most growth. However, the fastest growing county in terms of a percentage is Iron County. The current estimated population for the Beehive State is now just shy of 3.5 million people. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. The White House is pushing Republicans in Congress to pass a bill that provides fresh aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. GOP lawmakers say they will only support the bill if it includes restrictions on immigration and asylum seekers.
National Security spokesman John Kirby on ABC's Good Morning America said the aid to Ukraine is, quote, absolutely critical. But Republicans are insisting on major changes to border policy in exchange for their support. Kirby said the White House is willing to have a, quote, good faith negotiation.
More Border Patrol agents, more asylum courts and court officers, more physical infrastructure. So I think we're willing to have a discussion on that, but what we don't want to see is Ukraine held hostage for it.
President Biden delivered remarks at the White House.
President Biden is ramping up the pressure on Congress to approve new funding for Ukraine, saying U.S. support is the reason Vladimir Putin and Russia have not totally overrun Ukraine and moved beyond.
He won't stop there. It's important to see the long run here. He's going to keep going. He's made that pretty clear.
The president said if Putin next attacks a NATO country, the U.S. would have to step in and defend an ally.
Then we'll have something that we don't seek and that we don't have today. American troops fighting Russian troops.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Senators got an earful from the CEOs of the nation's biggest banks today. All of them spoke out against new rules being pushed by regulators. Now, the rules include a requirement for all big banks to keep more cash on their balance sheets. Chairman and CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon, said increasing capital requirements will force banks to decrease lending.
Mortgages and small business loans will be more expensive and harder to access, particularly for low to moderate income borrowers, as costs for originating and securitizing loans rise. Savings for retirement or college will yield lower returns as costs rise for asset managers, money market funds, and pension funds.
Regulators say the rules will help prevent future bank failures that could pull down the entire economy like back in 2008. Other national stories KSL is following. House members will vote on whether they will censure a New York congressman.
New York Democrat Jamal Bowman's censure vote is set for Wednesday, a day after Washington Republican Lisa McClain introduced a privilege resolution calling for the formal reprimand. McClain posting that resolution on social media, adding, "Nobody is above the law." But if a Democratic motion to table McClain's resolution passes, that censure vote would be dropped. Bowman admitted to pulling a congressional building fire alarm as House members were prepping to vote on government spending back in September. Justin Finch, ABC News, Washington.
As a part of that plea, Bowman was ordered to pay a $1,000 fine, and he was placed on probation. First look traffic. Let's check in with Ricky Meese.
Slowdowns due to lane restrictions northbound on Legacy going through Centerville into Farmington. Remember, that left lane is blocked to travel. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Join us on the community's number one resource for news and fair, enlightening talk.
Listening to Dave and Debbie talk about the Israeli conflict was not one-sided. I really appreciate that.
Listen between 9 and noon each weekday
on KSL News Radio.
You can't expect a policeman to unclog your drain. You shouldn't ask a teacher to change your oil. And you wouldn't want a fireman to clean your teeth. So why would we let politicians take over our internet service? That's just not what they do. Experience proves government-run networks mean waste, corruption, and failure. One example, called Utopia, promised to provide internet service in 16 cities within a few years. But over 20 years and hundreds of millions of dollars later, a better name would be Dystopia. They say it's almost complete. We say, stop wasting our money. Go to nogovinternet.com and tell lawmakers enough is enough. Local tax dollars are precious, and public employees have plenty to do already. Don't let politicians mess with our internet. Paid for by NoGovInternet.com, a project of Domestic Policy Caucus.
Advanced Window Products is having their biggest sale of the year. If your old windows let the winter cold seep in, now's the time to get the highest quality double pane windows and custom insulated frames. Advanced Window Products is a local company that crafts beautiful precision frames right here in Salt Lake City for 37 years. And the magic is, they cut out the middleman. They build the windows, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. So you save on the highest quality windows and frames. Any style, any color. Any questions? Ah, yes, financing. They offer 60-month 0% financing. They'll even let you put off the first payment up to 2 years. And while that's tempting to think about, the reason to call them right now is the biggest sale of the year. This month only, when they do your entire home of 10 windows or more, you get $3,500 off plus a free premium glass upgrade. So call Advanced Window Products right now. 801-850-9100. 801-850-9100 or advancedwindowsusa.com.
This is the holiday to spoil the people you love. Do it with J. Brooks Jewelers. Online at jbrooksjewelers.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top story. Utah's population is still on the rise, now quickly approaching 3.5 million people. KSL News Time, 1237. It's the season of avalanches and avalanche mitigation. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
UDOT has been busy this week firing howitzers and watching for avalanches. The department uses remote avalanche control systems to trigger slides threatening canyon roads. There are 64 avalanche paths in Little Cottonwood Canyon alone, and more than half of the canyon road is at risk when it snows. Last year, 98 avalanches hit the road, and 62 of those were big enough to bury a car. Last year's record-breaking winter has crews especially prepared, even though we're not expecting nearly as much snowfall. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Avalanche danger is down in Ogden, Logan, and the Uintas, but it's high in Salt Lake and Provo. Forest Service's Avalanche Center says that those two areas have avalanche accident written all over them. Now, the last snowfall dropped heavy snow on top of a layer of soft powder, and forecaster Craig Gordon says that makes higher elevations and the areas just below them a red zone. Park City Mountain Resort is considering building a new gondola. According to the resort's website, the 6,500-foot, 10-passenger Sunrise gondola would run right next to the Red Pine gondola. If built, it would replace the Sunrise lift. The proposal is still in the early stages, but if it moves forward, there will be a time for the public to chime in. A 12-year-old in Murray is getting a lot of attention for his bread-making skills.
Blake Jensen learned the art of bread-making from his mom, who was taught by her mom. It started a year ago as Bread Day for his neighbor, who after the first taste asked to place a weekly order, then became much more.
I went into Young Men's of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I started making bread for the sacrament.
Then more family members wanted in on the fresh bread from what he now calls Blake Bakes, on the label his sister, mom, and dad helped design. But the baker, who isn't old enough to drive yet, has plans beyond just starting a business.
Every single Christmas, like every single week, we do something nice for somebody. This year, I wanted to like make a few loaves and give them to like homeless people.
Jensen, the baking legend in the making, has dreams to open a bakery one day. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And here's Ricky Meese.
We've had a report of a vehicle fire, and this is near Highland Drive, about 8300 South. It's nothing I can see in the traffic cameras, but keep an eye out for it if you happen to be traveling in that area. Overall, a crash-free commute on all of your Valley freeways, but we do have delays, and this is due to road work. Northbound Legacy Parkway, Centerville into Farmington, we have only the right lane open to all traffic. Gillette Heating and Air is offering furnace maintenance for 30% off. Call 388-385-GET-HEAT today to take advantage of this limited time offer. Carrier, turn to the experts. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
High pressure overhead and weak valley inversions equals mild temperatures. 56 today, that's 15 above. We'll go mostly sunny skies. Overnight lows dipping off into the upper 30s, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, we've got an AM shower early, a break, high of 47 in the afternoon, then snow showers moving in late tomorrow night. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, it's sunny and 50 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's New News, we'll talk to Derek Brown about what we can expect from tonight's Republican primary debate. That's coming up on KSL, streaming online at kslnewsradio.com and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
At Common Spirit Holy Cross Hospitals, we're honored to carry the legacy of our namesake and to extend the legacy of care in our communities. We're part of 20 hospitals and 240 clinics across Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Learn more at holycrossutah.org.
With our roots in northern Utah, Common Spirit Holy Cross Hospitals have a legacy of caring to help every person be whole and healthy. We're part of 20 hospitals and 240 clinics across Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Learn more at holycrossutah.org.
Home is your sanctuary, or is it? If you're looking for spacious living and ample yard space, stop by an open house December 11th, 5 to 7 p.m. to preview Nielsen Home's newest Diamond E family home, just north of Salt Lake, making commute time easy. And these homes are move-in ready and have spacious yards. See the Nielsen Home's difference with spacious family living floor plans and nice-sized yards. Take advantage of amazing end-of-the-year promotions, too. Nielsen Homes has been building homes across the Wasatch Front for over 45 years to accommodate things you need with things you love. During their open house event December 11th, enjoy warm churros and free pictures with Santa and see just how great low maintenance and spacious family living can be. That's 5 to 7 p.m. December 11th at Nielsen Homes Diamond E Community, 2630 North, 3200 West in Plain City. Visit Nielsen Homes Communities at nielsenhomes.com. N-I-L-S-O-N homes.com.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com.
Do you have an IRA or 401k? Did you know if you convert these accounts into a Roth right now,
You could withdraw your money tax-free in retirement. Plus, it could insulate your savings from any future tax increases. Hi, I'm Tyson Thacker.
And I'm Ryan Thacker from Boss Retirement Solutions. If you have an IRA or 401k, discover how converting to a Roth now could help you save a fortune in taxes when you retire.
How much money in taxes could you save by converting to a Roth? Find out with a free customized Roth conversion analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions, a five-time winner of the Best of State Award. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, schedule your free analysis now by calling 801-896-9622. That's 801-896-9622.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Three pedestrian crashes in just the last day, with the victims getting sent to the hospital. But nationwide data shows that crashes like these usually increase around the holidays. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, a man accused of leading police on a high-speed chase with an 11-year-old girl stuck inside the car is being charged with kidnapping and reckless endangerment. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
Slow speeds due to lane restrictions on Legacy Parkway. This is on the northbound side. It's only the right lane that's open going through Centerville and into Farmington. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Another balmy December day on tap with mostly sunny skies today. I'm Matt Johnson.
52 degrees downtown. Now time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Alabama tonight, GOP hopefuls Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Chris Christie square off in the GOP debate. Former President Trump, again, will not be there. ABC's Mary Alice Parks is in Tuscaloosa.
Down from eight candidates in August, now only four here tonight. They're mostly interesting to me is what they're not saying. We have not heard these candidates on the debate stage spend much time going after the front runner in this race, former President Trump, with maybe, of course, the exception of former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. The rest haven't wanted to talk about the court cases that he is facing.
A key vote expected later today in the Senate on more aid for Ukraine. President Biden urging Congress to act. Republicans say they want to tie U.S. border security to future aid to Ukraine. Police in Texas investigating a string of shootings yesterday in Austin and San Antonio areas. Six people died. Police say suspect Shane James is facing four counts of capital murder. This is ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. And as you just heard on ABC News, four candidates will be on the debate stage tonight for the fourth GOP presidential debate. Partner with Lincoln Hill Partners and former KSL Night co-host Derek Brown joins me now live. And Derek, first of all, what's at stake tonight? I mean, what do these guys need to prove?
I think ultimately this may be, we may be looking at the backup plan for the GOP in the event that Trump doesn't work out. I mean, he's still got a really significant lead, and anyone who is we're betting on where the GOP is going to go this next year is still going to have to bet on Donald Trump because his lead is so far ahead in the polls. But we have four of these candidates that are squaring off, obviously, without that front runner as part of it. And so I think what we may be looking at is one of two things, either number one, you know, the backup plan of sorts in the event Trump isn't the nominee. And then number two, this may just be a beauty pageant of sorts for who the best VP candidate would be.
So if they're not going to be touching the former president, not going to be talking about him, what will be the hot topics tonight?
Well, my guess is that will come up. They have tried really hard to not talk so much about him. I mean, Chris Christie has really gone after him. But, you know, we will have issues. We've got three different debate moderators that will be there, Megyn Kelly, Elizabeth Vargas, and Eliana Johnson. And so we've got three good moderators. We'll have, I'm sure, a lot of discussion on things like what's going on in the Middle East. We'll have inflation. We'll have Bidenomics. I mean, those will all be part of this. But I think ultimately what we're looking at is an audition for who it is that Donald Trump is likely to choose as the vice president nominee.
So who is leading right now? I mean, who's the front runner of these four right now?
Well, you know what's interesting is DeSantis has always been the front runner, but in the last couple of weeks, Nikki Haley has really made a resurgence, and you have a lot of the big money donors in the Republican Party, like the Koch brothers, and others have started to shift over to Nikki Haley. I think they view her generally as somebody who would be not only a good VP candidate, but also somebody who would be a good backup plan in the event that Trump is not the nominee. I mean, she's got a lot of charisma. She served as part of the Trump administration. I mean, with her role as an ambassador, I think she brings a lot to that ticket. And so I think a lot of the folks that are both the moneyed interests as well as the party power brokers are looking at her as maybe kind of the one who's going to have a resurgence here.
All right, Derek, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that has been Derek Brown. KSL News Time, 1249. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather together is brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Ricky Meese.
All clear on your Salt Lake County freeways and even on I-15, either direction in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. It's Legacy seeing delays this noontime drive, and that's due to road work. Now, you're moving. It's just at a slightly reduced speed, and you only have the one lane to get through. Construction barrels are blocking the left lane of travel as you're going through Centerville and into Farmington. There are 500 homeless who remain unsheltered every night, sleeping in the streets. You can help the Rescue Mission of Salt Lake restore lives. Visit rescuesaltlake.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, very mild today. 56 degrees, that's only two off from the record for the date. We'll go mostly sunny skies. For tomorrow, high pressure losing the war. We go 47 a.m. light rain shower, a break in the afternoon, then snow showers moving in late Thursday night into Friday morning. That puts us into Friday with snow showers. 36 is all you get for a high. Saturday, cold and dry, 34, partly cloudy, and mostly cloudy skies on your Sunday. Slight chance for a rain snow shower, 39 the high. 40 mostly cloudy on Monday, Tuesday 38, and partly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny, and we've hit 54 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. Not much action on the markets today. We'll get a complete update coming up next.
Do you have chirping smoke detectors? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and if you've ever experienced chirping smoke detectors, you already know how annoying it can be. A great first step to try and stop the chirping is to change the batteries. If the chirping continues, it's possible that your smoke detector has gone bad. As a matter of fact, a lot of people don't even realize that manufacturers recommend replacing the smoke detector altogether after 10 years. If you remove the smoke detector from the wall, on the back, you should find a date of when it was made. Do a little math, and you'll know how old it is. Now, Any Hour Services knows being a homeowner means you've got a list a mile long of things to do around the house, and check my electrical system probably isn't one of them. That's why we've put together this radio special for any homeowners listening. One of our licensed electricians will perform a comprehensive inspection of your electrical system that includes testing those smoke detectors and give you a full written report for only $29. But you have to mention this ad when you call. Call Any Hour Services to schedule at 801-443-7300. 801-443-7300. Any Hour Services.
Up to a 30% upfront bonus and 12% per year guaranteed growth for retirement. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and these are the highest guarantees with annuities I have seen in my life. When interest rates are this high, there are silver linings, and annuity guarantees are one of them. Up to a 30% bonus upfront for retirement income. On $100,000, that's up to $42,000 guaranteed in the first year, and it's because of the economy and its high interest rates. Don't let anyone, especially another financial advisor, tell you it's not true. Up to 30% upfront just for opening an account and up to 12% per year guaranteed income growth. Don't miss out. This won't last forever. If you have an old 401k, get up to 30% upfront and 12% guaranteed growth for income today.
Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
How a busy baker beat back foot pain. Meet Sanja.
Brownies, cupcakes, cookies. I love to bake. There have been times when I've been on my feet for at least 12 hours.
And that's how things went from sweet to sour.
I had excruciating pain in both feet to a point where I had to limp out of the kitchen.
So she called up a former foot pain sufferer, her big sister.
She told me, you need to go to the Good Feet store and get some arch supports.
Smart lady.
It was an awesome experience. Scott took great care of my feet.
He's the arch support specialist who fitted her.
He was very patient, very knowledgeable. Scott was the man.
Now Sanja can have her cake and bake it too.
Oh yeah, my feet are very happy now.
You're gonna have to make some cookies for Scott.
I've already done that.
Of course you did. See how arch supports work for you.
You'll find the Good Feet store in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
Completely immerse yourself in University of Utah sports with the free Utah 360 app. Behind-the-scenes exclusives, local KSL coverage, game stats, and more. Download for free in the App Store or Google Play Store.
KSL News Time, 12:54. A dab of wasabi on your sushi can improve your memory.
Researchers have known for a while that wasabi is good for your health, but the lead researcher at the Tohoku University in Japan says he was shocked to find out just how much. The main source of this memory improver is called the 6-MS-ITC. It's a rare antioxidant and anti-inflammatory. But just how much does it actually work? According to the study, those who took the wasabi saw an 18% increase on their memory scores, 14% higher than those who took the placebo. The bad news? The wasabi you'd find at your local sushi bar probably isn't real wasabi, but ordinary white horseradish dyed green. Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, Apple is once again a $3 trillion company. It's the first time in 4 months the company has reached the milestone. The stock, their stock, is up 49% so far this year. Panera is being hit with another lawsuit for a wrongful death over their charged lemonade. The family of a 46-year-old man say that he died after regularly drinking the caffeinated drink. Now the restaurant chain expressed their sympathy but denies doing anything wrong. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 9 points. It sits at 36,133. S&P down by 4. NASDAQ off by 16 points.
If you've been trying to get into that holiday dress you wore a few years ago and you can't get it zipped because you've gained some weight, boy, have I been there and done that. I can remember there was a time when I had 4 or 5 different sizes in my closet. And I think, are these the pants that fit me? Which, and then I'd have to find a sweater that was long enough to go over. And now, since I've lost this 34 pounds on soda weight loss, my day is easier. I have, for the first time in my adult life, one size in my closet. You have no idea how much joy that gives me. People, you've got to check out Soda Weight Loss.
And here's the thing. This will be the last time you ever go through this process, because they have the same goal that you do, not just to lose the weight now, but to keep that weight off. We've told you the average man loses 3 to 5 pounds a week. The average female, 2 to 3 pounds a week. They can help you too, and set your goals for the new year 2024 that is right around the corner. Reach out to them at SotaWeightLoss.com, spelled S-O-T-A. Think Tim and Amanda. It is state-of-the-art.
Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial planning firm. Listen, we're fiduciaries. We have advisors standing by right now to take your call. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370. The reason you're going to want to call is we're going to help you retire 3 to 5 years before you thought possible. Now, imagine how that would be if you could actually retire 3 to 5 years sooner than your plan was. The way we do this is by putting together a step-by-step plan, taking into consideration any rental properties that you have, any pension income that you have, your Social Security. Listen, we put that all together for you in writing. It will allow us to build your income based on inflation. You know, inflation has been rapidly rising. You and I both need a plan that whatever we start out our income at, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to need 40% more income. So if you're one of those people listening and you'd like a plan in writing, give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Dear Santa, thank you so much for remembering me this year. Christmas was the best. Thank you for the shoes, and I love the coat you brought. It's so cute and so warm.
At KSL, it's our hope that every child will have a warm and joyful holiday season. Please donate generously to KSL's Quarters for Christmas.
Every dollar raised goes to buy shoes and warm clothes for Utah children in need. Give what you can at kslquarters.com.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Ricky Meese.
Still looking at a good drive on all of the Valley freeways and most of our main secondaries. The exception is Legacy Parkway. A left lane is restricted to travel northbound as you go through Centerville and into Farmington, and that is causing a reduced speed through that stretch. Transform your outdated kitchen with half-priced granite. Granite, quartz, marble, and quartzite starting at $25 per square foot installed. Visit halfpricedgranite.com. Affordable luxury. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Taking a look at the forecast for the Wasatch Front, today is going to be the nicest of the week. Our temperature 15 degrees above normal. We're looking for a high of 56. Tomorrow, though, temperature starts to drop down to 47 degrees, and it looks like a chance of showers, 40% chance, 70% chance of snow on Friday. Right now, 54 degrees downtown.